President Bush, Tuesday, unveiled a proposal to stimulate the lagging U.S. economy by cutting taxes. The plan is the president's second huge tax cut proposal in less than 2 years. The centerpiece of Mr. Bush's program is the elimination of taxation on dividends, the cash that many corporations pay out to their shareholders. Larry Kudlow, an advisor to former President Reagan and the host of a popular business television program, likes what the president proposes.
The Bush plan goes right to the heart of the problem, and it should restore the stock market and the investor class and help businesses to expand. As long as the Federal Reserve keeps money supply growing as it has been, I think this year could be a boom year in the economy, and I think the stock market could rise by about 40% in this year and next year.
But not surprisingly, opposition Democrats oppose the proposal, saying it benefits the rich and not the middle class. Senator Barbara Boxer voiced her views on the floor of the U.S. Senate.
And I've seen the president's plan. In my personal opinion, having looked at where the benefits go, it's a bonanza to the wealthiest in the country, Mr. President. And it's a bust for the middle class, Mr. President. And it's a budget deficit disaster.
The president's plan would reduce government revenue by an estimated $674 billion over the next decade. The tax cuts approved in 2001 are expected to reduce revenue by $1 trillion over a 10-year period. Jerry Lynch, an economics professor at Purdue University in Indiana, agrees that there's reason to worry about the latest plan's impact on the deficit.
And there's no question that this is going to increase the deficit overall, but at the same time, the real measure of the pressure the government is putting on the private sector is how much it spends, not so much whether it gets that through deficit financing or tax financing.
When President Bush took office 2 years ago, the budget was in surplus. Now, because of recession, tax cuts, and an increase in defense spending, the budget is in deficit. Does the president's plan favor the rich? Jerry Lynch says there's not a simple answer.
I wouldn't say that it does nothing for the poor. I think one of the things to remember is that the lower 50% of the income earners pay practically no income tax. And so any kind of income tax cut is not going to have much of an impact on them.
The president's proposal will be debated by both houses of Congress over the next few weeks. Final congressional action is unlikely before April. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.